Well, you may want to send the kids to bed before this next one. It's a talking blues story about a fellow who kept hearing about the apocalypse and decided to go out looking for it, and found it just about everywhere he looked. Talking apocalyptic blues. Seems like everybody is talking about the apocalypse. Make out like it's going to be an awful bad trip. So I decided to go out and talk to every man, at least the ones I could run up on and can, see if we can get a grip. Down on Main Street, I walked into a store full of guns. Said, "Glad to see you carrying on here for Attila the Hun." They got all angry, started talking about their rights, said I was just after them for spite. They got peace on the run. But while they were showing me the door, I asked, "Hey, you heard about the apocalypse?" He said, "For my money, you can't beat the AK-47. Well, I walked on to the next window of the very next store. A line of TVs were shooting violence to people behind doors. I turned around and watched it playing live on the streets. Hard eyes and attitudes, the victims and the cheats, seemed like everybody's kind of sore. Monkey see, monkey do some more. I hollered to nobody in particular, "Hey, anybody ready for the apocalypse?" A goofy-looking man staggered by with a grin and said, "Bring it on, it's got to be better than Ripple." Then I ran up on a woman with a bleached head and a tight dress. "Can I get no business here?" she was bitching, under duress. "Wants to know, ain't she a bargain at 25? Said, "I don't know, but it's free when I use these 5. Maybe you ought to take a rest. Been too long on your back. Get it off your chest. And have you heard about the apocalypse? This ain't no test." She said, "Can't be no worse than AIDS." The end is a-coming. The beginning, too. Gonna face up to everything we do. Try to make amends to everybody we screwed. The ones that let us have it will be lined up, too. Busy time in heaven. Keep us busy being true. With the comings and the goings, a lot of hugging, kissing too. But I'm wondering if I gotta make up for all them trips when we were crazy to be happy in the middle of apocalypse. Well, I left and walked into the church door. Don't matter which one, they all say they're the chosen one. "Got the apocalyptic truth right here. We'll feed you if you come. If you'll give us money regular, we need a tidy sum. We got things to buy and places to build to put the devil on the run. You don't want to burn in hell, do you?" I replied, "Would that be the apocalypse? And can I be saved from that awful trip?" Reverend Bob said, "Bingo!" And we got bingo, by the way, every Wednesday night at 7. Win a trip to the Holy Land and later on to heaven. I said, "For how much?" He said, 10% would be nice. I said, "Then will you buy poor kids a bowl of rice?" He said, "No, we need an educational building in order to suffice. Maybe a bowling alley with some stained glass. Don't want to be crass. During an apocalypse, you can't sit on your assets." Then I went into the hospital and watched them moving around the flesh. $1 billion business all insured and intermeshed. And the people with the money getting lots of surgery and plenty of tests. But the poor ones is getting, buy some aspirin, get some rest. Come to think of it, everything seemed like a business in the apocalypse. So I thought I'd go to the corporate headquarters. Maybe get some business tips. "We own everything you could imagine. But we ain't talking," they replied. "And we need all of the money for the politicians by our side. It's just PAC money, mind you, not the money that's never missed. That's over yonder with the Swiss, just piling up to help us get through the apocalypse." "Well, what do you make of the apocalypse, Mr. Businessman?" I asked of him. He said, "Business as usual, it's us against them." Well, I said, "There's another way of looking at it. You'll find peace in your mind, not your bank account." Well, I walked out of that high rise with the Walden walls, realizing that the apocalypse is within our beck and call. Manifesting our free wills daily is what the present is, and that's all. mind, you can find the signs already installed. So I'm praying for the Heavenly Father to really turn up the juice. Let these crazy minds just turn loose of the ego that comes from fear of the things we choose, and get rid of these apocalyptic blues. And I said to myself, what do I think about the apocalypse? Well, it's better than reruns. Here's a poem about how people may say one thing and do another, and can't seem to do much of anything without passing judgments. It's called People Do. People put their fences up, cut their trees to make big stumps, buy their guns with hard-earned money made at the mill, choose up sides and say they're strange just because they're not the same, lock their doors and go out looking for a thrill. People say they need a change, then go out and do the same. New ways laughed away, not being tried and true, and the love that we all need is no thought for them to heed, because they won't quit judging me and judging you. People rush to read the news, gives no truth but only clues, make their mind up in concrete, stuck in a mold, give their children to the schools, let their churches make the rules, while the businessmen keep gathering all the gold. People make their lives a strain by living only in their brain. Obligations fill the best part of their days, round out their time with things so shallow, without the peace from love so hollow. Get no help, but they never think to ask God's way. People talk the straight and narrow, then they act in ways so callow, cause it's differences that everywhere they see. When we find the common ground, then it's peace that we'll have found. For in essence, I'm in you, and you're in me. People have to take control, live their lives in spirit bold. If we're to set our sails for heaven's shore, use the free wills Father gave to shine His love right back again to our brothers and sisters and those who need it more. There is a way to get beyond all the struggles and sufferings of life. It's on the road to grace. The road is always there to go both ways. It can bring us all together, can take away. It makes us long to wander freely some other day when we're not so bound to here in those feet of clay. But I find the grip of have to do and be seems to close the route my spirit planned for me. Work the days, waste the nights, no ecstasy, and every day's the same monotony. The road is always right in front of you, up and down the country with a view. Makes us want to break the chains, see what ensues. Some other day when I'm not here in blue. The ribbons run up north, south, west, and east. Guess I could just follow passing lines of geese. But however we do chase our golden fleece, know that spirit will lead you right and give the peace. We are restless. Will we always be? We are restless. Is that how we're made to be? We are restless. We search here endlessly. So very restless. Find God gracefully. When you look upon the roads that fill your lands, think of all the places you can go. You really can make your life shine all the light your spirit planned. Go out and express your love. Yes, you can. We are restless to fly with spirit. We are restless to find God's place. We are restless, but we're still just human. We are restless to find our cul-de-sac, Grace. Thanks for listening. We've been sampling Soul Stories, Tales of the Human Quest by Jim Cleveland and Mark Austin. Available at CD Baby, iTunes, or your favorite digital music source. This is Jim wishing you blessings, signing out, and inviting you to explore this spiritual universe with me at lightandlife.com. See you there.
You can find me online at markaustinband.com, the solo project at /solo project. See you there.